the words of Isaiah, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path." This is for St. John Baptist. He prepared the way for Jesus. By note, many, many parents come back to church because of the children, young children, ask their parents, "Daddy, Mommy, bring me to the church." And they follow the little kids to the church again. You see, all these children are little John Baptist. You're the one who lead the way, make the way straight for your parents to go back to the Lord. So it's not only adults can do this part. All little children, kids, they're fulfilling the duty of St. John Baptist, prepare the way. Whenever they invite the parents come to church, and they will follow the way. The little kids, they don't have to teach so much. Just invite. Just the John Baptist. He didn't say very much about the kingdom of God. He said, "I'm not coming. I'm not the Messiah." That's why when one day Jesus came to his group, and he says, point to Jesus, "This is the Messiah." That's how John and Andrew, seeing this, they followed Jesus with the permission of John the Baptist. You see, it's important to share your faith. You don't have to follow everything. Just invite them to come to church. There's so many people, when they come into the church, they feel the Spirit, they feel the grace, and start the catechism class. So many, many of these experiences. Just invite people to come. Of course, first of all, you have your good example. First, you be another Christ. Invite people to follow Christ. And Jesus will follow them. So important, first of all, we live as Christ would live. That means to say we have to love as Jesus would love, the way Jesus loved. His love is unconditional. His love has always been the first one to love. So whenever we try to live like Jesus, love unconditionally, not because being people doing good to me, then I'm doing good to them. No, even they're doing bad thing to you, even you forgive, you do good thing to others, to them. And that's what Jesus did. Whenever we follow the path of Jesus, the people will follow us. This is the way, this is we call, make straight the way for Jesus. You don't have to build the road. The road is yourself. When people see you, they felt the Spirit. They felt the Spirit of love. And that's what attracts people. And that's why we all, what is in the beginning I say, little kids, they are John the Baptist because they are the one who invite their parents to come back to the church. So beautiful. This is the really living Christian life. Of course, we adults, we have to learn to be another John the Baptist. Prepare the way. When people see you, they like the way you think. They like the way you behave. They find something different, and they want to find what's the source? What's the reason why you're so different with other people? You don't have to say many things. Just invite them. When they come to church, the church is a place of God's presence. God's presence not only on the altar. God's presence doesn't only be at 10 Mass. God's presence whenever, when all together, your heart is open to the voice of the Lord, when you are open to each one another, we share this life of Jesus with one another. And that's the most attractive thing. But two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. Whenever we love one another, that will be the presence of Jesus. And that's the secret. So when people come into our group, our church, we see all people open, sharing, forgiving, attractive. Because the society is not living this way today, we have to be different. We don't have to fight all the time. We fight in the Spirit of the Lord, with His love, with His forgiveness, with His mercy. And that's the way. So we entrust our daily life to Jesus. No matter we go, that's what St. Paul says. It's not that I live, but Jesus lives in me.